This is 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita. The discussion of higher education in Kansas often focuses on expanding technical and STEM education. Less attention has been paid to liberal arts, which has seen majors cut and enrollment fall across the country. Andrew Hipsley became the dean of Wichita State University's Fairmount College of Liberal Arts and Sciences in July. He recently spoke with KMUW Stephen Basaha about the future of liberal arts education in Kansas.
In August, you spoke before your colleagues at Wichita State, and this is the very first thing that you said to them.
You may have been hearing that a liberal arts and sciences education is under threat.
You then went on to make your argument for liberal arts, and I want to know, is liberal arts really under threat? And if it is, what does that threat look like?
I do believe it is, and I think it's not WSU alone. It's a national situation. Parents and their kids are investing in a four-year education, and they want to know what the return of investment is. So education is a very much a business transaction.
So then let me let you make the case for liberal arts in Kansas. What is the value of that degree?
What a liberal arts and sciences education does is it puts a pause on everything. You have time to look at a range of different areas, different disciplines, and figure out what you are actually passionate about. What it leads to, though, is it leads to someone having a revelation about who they really are and giving that person some kind of purpose when they discover who they really are. And it's that purpose that will lead them in life to certain jobs, a range of jobs, to both earn money, which we all have to do, but also to feel fulfilled.
Much of the talk about higher education is focused on things like technical colleges and STEM jobs and majors. And at Wichita State, you have that emphasis personified in something like the Innovation Campus. So is there a worry? Do you feel like liberal arts is getting enough support from either the university or the state when there's such a focus on these other aspects of higher education?
I think WSU, the U stands for university. And fundamental to university is the concepts that you get from arts and sciences. And whatever is happening on Innovation Campus, our job as a university is to say the reason you're on an Innovation Campus, the reason you are juxtaposed to a university is because we can consult with you. We can give you knowledge. We can give you method that you need to make your businesses successful. So my job as dean is to lead the faculty from my college to the dance and get them to dance with these people in industry.
For you to do your job and the other liberal arts deans across the state to do their job, do you think the state is providing enough support for that?
I think the state has withdrawn its support over the years from all programs. Liberal arts and sciences suffers particularly because students and their parents don't see the relevance of it. But we're all suffering together. What I would like to be able to do is cultivate a much greater partnership between the different entities, the different colleges on the campus of WSU, to talk to the business school and say to the business school, you need us in arts and sciences. You need the ethics component to business. And if we can have partnerships where students go through WSU for 4 or 5 years, and they have the richness of arts and sciences and some kind of professional experience, then I think at that point we have the well-rounded student, the student who is able to go out into the workplace, get that first job, and then, unlike other people in the company, have the skills to go into leadership.
Andrew Hipsley is the dean of the Fairmount College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Wichita State University. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.